In a ruling today, the Supreme Court in Canada gave the federal government a green light to approve same-sex marriage. The court's opinion was non-binding because of the way the courts function there. If the government signs this decision into law, they would have to take a vote in Parliament. It would make Canada the third nation to allow marriage between gay and lesbian couples. Belgium and the Netherlands already allow these unions. Joining us now to help us out on this story is Ian Flett, a freelance reporter who's been following this issue. He joins us by phone from his office in Montreal. Nice to have you back.
Hello.
Given the nature of the legal system in Canada, how important was today's ruling?
Well, today's ruling is definitely a victory for gay and lesbian couples in Canada. This essentially said or paved the way for the government to go ahead with its legislation that is already written up that would allow for same-sex marriages. So it doesn't have any binding importance, as you mentioned in the introduction, but it essentially says, the Supreme Court has said, we've looked at the laws in Canada as they exist now, and if you want to go ahead with same-sex marriages, we think that's fine.
So it says the Constitution allows this, but as I understand it, it did not say the Constitution requires it.
No, it didn't say that the Constitution required. Essentially, Canada's Constitution is somewhat different than the U.S. It's made of a number of documents that date back a long time and recent documents. It's made from jurisprudence. It's a very vast document, so it's open to many people's interpretations. It says that decisions that have been made by other provinces saying that it is discriminatory not to let same-sex couples get married in the same way that heterosexual couples get married are correct. Those provincial decisions are correct. And therefore, the federal government enacting its own law saying that is also allowable. But this doesn't oblige the government to do anything.
But the government, as I understand, is prepared to do something. In fact, they're expecting to vote on this issue, what, in a couple of months?
Well, the government, the Prime Minister came out and said that he was happy with the decision and says that he wants to introduce the legislation as they've written it in the new year. So that's when it's going to hit the floor in Parliament. Now, it's interesting also to note that right now in Canada we have a minority government, meaning that the government cannot pass any law on its own. It needs the help of other parties. But for all intents and purposes, there are enough members who are sympathetic to same-sex marriages in Canada that the law will probably pass.
As you know, the issue is highly controversial in this country. How does the Canadian public stand on this issue?
Well, the Canadian public is certainly split. The most recent poll, it was a poll done by Ipsos Reid that asked 1,000 people what they thought. Of those 1,000, 40% of them said that gay couples should have the same rights as heterosexual couples. So that's not a majority. A third of those people polled said that there should be some recognition of their union, but not equal to the recognition of traditional marriages. So that says a little something about where people stand. There are groups here in Canada who naturally oppose this and say the same arguments that we hear in the United States, that marriage is a social institution and has a long tradition behind it, and they're actually calling for a referendum. It's unlikely that they're going to get that, but that's one of the avenues that they're exploring.
And part of the Canadian Supreme Court's decision today, as I understand it, was that this legislation, whatever it is, would not require any religions to perform these marriages if they are against their beliefs.
That was a very important question, and I think it was an important question certainly to religious groups. And in Canada, in our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is part of that vast constitution I mentioned, it says that there is freedom of religion and that this law that the government wants to pass cannot oblige any church, a mosque, a temple, to perform a marriage that it does not want to perform. If a church is going to go through the debate of whether or not it should allow for same-sex marriages, that's something the church will have to go through on its own with its own governing body.
But what about at City Hall? Would governments be required to perform these marriages?
Well, see, that, and yes, because now the definition of marriage within Canada, once the law is passed sometime in the new year, will allow for same-sex unions, will allow for that definition of marriage being between two persons as compared to being a man and a woman. However, another unique thing that we have in our Constitution is this thing called the notwithstanding clause, which allows other government bodies, such as a province, to say, we don't agree with the way the government has passed this law, and they have a five-year window in which they can actually ignore a law that's been passed by the federal government. But that's very rare and very difficult to do. And a province could get away with that because the provinces decide how people get married, not the definition of marriage, but what the process to get married is. And the province of Alberta, for example, has said, we're not going to recognize same-sex marriages. So these are debates that will really become full-blown once the government's legislation passes in the Parliament in Ottawa.
Ian Flett, thanks very much for being with us.
It was my pleasure.
Ian Flett, a freelance reporter in Canada, joined us by phone from his office in Montreal.